This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call.
Wake up.
It's the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
One of my wife and I's favorite activities is we like to go to open houses for houses we can't afford. Yeah, it's a great activity. Isn't that the best? Yeah, you walk into a house, you're like, we can't afford that. Let's see what's going on. We went into a house, I remember, it was listed for $1.7 million, and I don't have that. And we went in, and we actually got into an argument over which room we'd turn into the office in a house we can't afford. And I mean a full-on argument, like, what are you, an idiot? You can't put the office here, it's gonna ruin the flow of the layout.
Five thirty-four on the Wake Up Call. That was funny. Oh man, it's Gavin, Katie, Kevin is still in Japan. If you're not following Kevin on Instagram, you should do it at Kevin Wake Up Call, because it's our only tether to whether or not he's okay.
He did text us this morning.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. I didn't see that yet. Oh, okay, good. I gotta tell you, his pictures look, that trip looks like a lot of fun.
Well, of course it is.
Well, I was very worried about him before he left. Like, would he make it to these places and stuff like that? I was looking at his Instagram, just the Tokyo Disneyland stuff alone was fascinating to look at. But he went to Osaka and, like, see, I don't like
seeing. What is Osaka?
It's a city in Japan.
Okay.
I don't like seeing the real techie part of Japan. Like, I know some people love it where it looks like, I don't know, Japanese Vegas, where, like, it's all neon.
Yeah.
And I like seeing, like, the really old school Japan, like World War II-ish, like what is still there. And Osaka is still kind of like that. And he took this one picture, and man, it looks like a set from a Godzilla movie.
Huh.
Like the wires everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Just
poles that are crooked and old buildings. And it's like, wow, that's cool.
Man, he is having such an adventure.
I'm glad. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, me too. So.
Yeah. We survived it, guys. We survived. Sacramento survived Aftershock.
Well, yeah.
Everybody okay? Look around. You still have your purse?
Right. Got your phone? Where's your friend Dan?
If you don't know, Sacramento is home to arguably the largest rock festival in the world. And it's called Aftershock, and it's in the Arden area, I think, right?
Discovery Park.
Discovery Park. Oh, okay. And it was huge this year, 4 days. And
as it is every year.
As it is every year. And Katie's husband went, and did he have a good time?
Not as much fun as he would have liked.
Why didn't he have a good time?
He didn't have anybody to go with.
What?
Yeah.
He went alone?
Yeah.
He went alone.
Not all day. I mean, like, he only went to the first day.
He didn't go to all 4 days?
No, because
I got him 4-day wristband tickets. I gave it to him.
I know you did. Thank you for hand-delivering that to him.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
He was so happy. It was the happiest I've seen him in a long time.
He loves it. But the problem is he never has anybody to go with. There were a couple years there where he and my brother would go. But my brother couldn't go this year.
Why?
He had people in town. So obviously you can't just leave your guests that flew in from another state.
What about his soccer friends?
I don't know that they like that kind of music. And right. I can't go with him.
I did hear about this. I heard that there was a pretty big pressure campaign on you personally and on social media.
Yeah.
That you should go with him. I didn't know he went alone, but I did know you didn't go.
I can't do it. And I know that that sounds mean to send my husband off knowing that he's not going to have a good time. Now, granted, I was sick. I couldn't go. Okay.
This time.
But even if I was as healthy as I'd ever been, I'm not going to do it. And I need everybody to understand that last year, his favorite band, Tool, was playing.
Oh, boy.
So I agreed to go with him. Every year, he tells me, I wish you would come with me. I think you would like it. Or he texts me while he's there, I wish you were here with me.
Well, now that's nice to
it's
do it.
It's nice.
To text somebody while you're there, because it's that ship has sailed. Then it's just an empty gesture. Just it's basically saying thinking of you.
No. But understand, he has said this every single year.
Yeah.
Okay. And I know he wants me there.
Yeah.
I went one time last year when Tool was playing because I knew it meant a lot to him.
Right.
And I told him then, please understand, this is the last time I'm going to do this. I didn't have a good time. I mean, I had a fine time being with him, but I don't like the way that any of the bands sound.
Right. I like rock music. I would hate Aftershock.
And I don't like it even at all. Like, I don't like any part of it.
Yeah. It's hot. It's dusty.
There's so many people there. There's just noise coming
it
from
smells.
All directions.
I didn't even think about that. With your sensory overload, you're right now, Katie's fried on sensory issues, sitting in a room that is soundproof with one other human being. I can't imagine you at a music festival.
Especially music that I've never heard before
right.
and don't like the sound of.
Right. Just that bass would reverb through your body.
Oh, my God. Stop my heart.
Yeah, right.
Now.
So, okay, I have your back. I have your back on this.
Okay.
Because I don't like taking people to concerts that have never heard the band or don't like the band. I hate it because it ruins my enjoyment.
Exactly.
But he's not like that?
I think he just wants me to be there.
No, Mike, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's too much, especially because it's a music festival.
Imagine if every single year I wanted him to join me for a boy band music festival. How many
right.
years do you think he'd show up?
Probably once.
And after that, it just seems too... Here's the thing. I wouldn't ask him.
Right, because it's rude.
I wouldn't want to put him through that.
How could you?
But he doesn't mind.
I have your back on this.
Okay.
Text in 916-909-1065. What would you do as a spouse? Your husband really wants you to go to Aftershock. Not just a concert, Aftershock. Like, for instance, you really like musicals.
Yeah.
Stage musicals.
Yes.
He doesn't.
No.
What if every single time, or once a year, okay?
Yeah.
You're about to go see a musical, and you beg him to go, but it's not just sitting in a cushy theater
yeah.
in air conditioning watching a show. You have to stand. You have to stand for 8 to 12 hours while somebody wafts weed in your face.
Right.
And it's way too loud.
Honestly, that might make him like a musical more.
Maybe. Yeah. I have your back on. Okay. Listen, I have your back on this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That turns into an endurance contest.
And for which I have not been trained.
Yep. You're going to lose it every single time. So shame on him. But I am sad that he only went one day and he went by himself. Going by yourself to Aftershock seems like a cry for help.
Kevin.
It just does. I feel bad for him.
He's a solitary person.
Apparently not. Well,
it's true. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
That means it's time for us to play Hang 10 on the Wake Up Call. We haven't done this in a bit.
I feel like
it's been a while since we played Hang 10. And we're looking for caller 17, and caller 17 is you, Nancy.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Sacramento.
Sacramento. All right. You on your way to work? Is that what's happening?
Yes, on my way to work.
Love it.
And can I just say, I've been listening to you guys since, like, I was in middle school, back when, like, Kelly and Jason were on here.
Wow. That is a long time.
Have you called us? Have you ever called us before?
Oh, yes. And I have been trying for so long. I get home, I'm so sad. I tell my husband, I didn't make it this time.
Oh, my gosh.
They can't say that anymore.
Well, Nancy, thank you sticking with us for so long.
That's so sweet.
By the way, if you're wondering how old she is, she's only 18. Katie and I are very young.
We're so young.
Very young.
We could possibly have been here since you were in middle school.
No. Not driving a car now.
No. Right. On a way to a job.
Nancy, here's how we play Hang 10. Katie's going to explain the rules to you.
So I'm going to give you a category, and then you're going to have 10 seconds to name 5 things in that category, okay? So let's do a practice round, okay? Gavin, you ready?
I'm ready. I got 10 seconds queued up.
In 10 seconds, name 5 cell phone carriers. Go.
Okay, AT&T, Verizon, Sprint, Cricket and Boost.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go. You got 5 out of 5. Now, they're not all going to be that easy, but yes. And now each one is worth a point. You need 11 points to win, and you're playing for Coldplay tickets at Stanford on May 31st. Tickets still available. Okay, here we go. Now we're going to play for reals.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, Nancy.
Okay.
First category.
In 10 seconds, name 5 boy bands. Go.
NSYNC, One Direction, Backstreet Boys, the Spanish ones count, CNCO.
Yeah, sure.
And,
all right, you got four.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Okay.
All
right, here we go. We're going to do another category now.
Okay. This one, I feel like you're going to do great. Okay. In 10 seconds, name 5 desserts. Go.
Ooh.
Pie, cake, oh my god, flan, buñuelos, and churros.
Okay.
What was the fourth one?
Buñuelos, they're like a Mexican dessert. It's like a tostada covered in sugar.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
That's a lot of bilingual answers for me. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You know what? It is a move that is rarely utilized, and right. I think it's very smart.
It's very smart, especially because you could say almost anything, and Katie and I would be like, sounds right to me.
Okay, I do have to tell you this next category, things might not be quite as easy if we are going the Spanish translation route.
Cities in Germany.
No. In 10 seconds.
Hold on a second. Okay. You have 9 points. You only need 2 to win, okay?
Okay.
Again, you're playing for tickets to go see Coldplay, Frio Play, okay?
In 10 seconds, name 5 foods you'd find at a Chinese restaurant. Go.
Chow mein, fried rice.
There you go.
You win.
Hey, Nancy, what a show off.
You're so good at this.
Congratulations. Wow, you were really, really good. You did a great job on that.
Yes, that was impressive.
And listen, I'm so glad that you, of all people, won these Coldplay tickets because you've listened to us and stuck with us for so long. That makes us feel so good.
It really, really does.
Thank you.
Gavin and I, we just you can't shake us.
No, we are the cockroaches of Sacramento.
We love you.
Stay on hold, and I got to get your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
She's ready for fall weather, but she's also ready to fall into victory on the game known as Are You Smarter Than Katie? And by the way, weather's going to be pretty nice today, and it's going to be our last warm day, hopefully for the rest of the year.
God, I hope so.
Yeah. We're playing with caller 17. Who is you, Becky? Good morning.
Good morning.
All righty. I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Jackpot's up to $60. It's all brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants. Katie has already left the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, here we go. Question 1. Today is Columbus Day, or also known as Indigenous Peoples Day. And it is one of the more controversial holidays in the year. New data shows that more people are starting to consider Christopher Columbus a villain in history, yet also recognize that the country wouldn't exist without him. Columbus sailed with 3 ships. Name 2 of them.
Oh, my goodness. Hold on a second. I'm kidding.
3 seconds. 3, 2.
The Santa Maria.
Gotta move on. Okay. Question 2. FEMA has been busting their ass trying to get relief and help to hurricane victims, but they've had to stop doing it in some counties, not because of money, but because they're being threatened by armed people who listen to certain lawmakers who have said that FEMA is a political enemy. Wow, what a time to be alive. What do the first 2 letters of FEMA stand for?
I don't know.
All righty, question 3. Country music star Brantley Gilbert had to stop his concert in Mississippi in the middle of the show because his pregnant wife was going into labor backstage, and he did help deliver his baby safely on the tour bus. Crazy. What is the capital of Mississippi?
I don't know any of these questions.
That's all right. Question four. Joker 2 was knocked out of the number 1 spot at the box office, and it fell massively. The new number 1 movie is also a movie about an evil clown, and it's the ultra-gory horror movie Terrifier 3. Who is the killer in the Terrifier movies?
I love the Terrifier movie. I want to say Jack the Clown. I don't know.
Okay. And question 5. Donald Trump held a rally at Coachella over the weekend, and due to the location, he had to bus his rally goers in from a parking lot that was 5 miles away. But he didn't secure buses to take them back. His fans were pissed, but not at him, and instead blamed local authorities. If it takes 16 minutes to walk 1 mile, how long did it take to walk five?
80.
All righty. Please bring Katie back in here. And Becky, where are you right now? Where are you going to work? Are you at work?
I'm at work.
You're at work. Where do you work?
I work for the state.
Do you know Katie's husband, Mike?
I do not know Katie's husband, Mike.
Okay. Where? What department? Yeah.
For CDCR.
What is CDCR?
Gavin, you do this every time. Okay.
Huh?
Work for a prison.
Corrections.
I do this every time.
You don't know. All of the state agencies have such weird names. And so they'll be like, I work for the Department of Aging.
I know. I want to know what they are. I want to know what that is. Wow, that's crazy. All right.
I give you a hard time because you always ask as if you're going to understand.
Well, maybe,
but
I want to. It's interesting. But somebody says I work for education. I know what that means. That's okay. School. That's school. All right, Becky, I'm going to put you on hold. Here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yeah.
Today's Columbus Day.
Right.
It's also known as Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah.
And it's controversial.
Yep.
New data shows that more people consider Columbus to be a villain in history than ever before, yet they do recognize that the country wouldn't exist without him.
Yeah.
All right. Columbus sailed with three ships.
He did.
Name two of them.
He sailed the Ocean Blue, by the way, on the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
And the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria. Yeah, there was a song. I don't remember the song, though. Do you remember the song?
1742, the sail of the Ocean Blue. Something. Yeah.
It's better when Post Malone does it. Question two. FEMA has been busting their asses trying to get relief and help to hurricane victims, but they have stopped doing it in some counties. Did you see the story?
No.
It's not because FEMA has run out of money. It's because FEMA people are being threatened by armed people who listen to lawmakers who have told them FEMA is a political enemy.
Okay.
So they are not going back to those counties because they have to protect themselves. Crazy. What do the first two letters of FEMA stand for?
Ooh, Federal Emergency.
That is correct.
I couldn't. Medical.
Management.
Management. Okay.
Agency. Question three. Country music star Brantley Gilbert. I've never heard of him. Have you?
No, but what a country name. Brantley.
I know. He had to stop his concert in Mississippi in the middle of the show because his pregnant wife went into labor backstage.
Oh, my God.
And the baby was safely delivered on the tour bus.
No.
Great. What a story, huh? What is the capital of Mississippi?
Mississippi Jackson.
There it is. Known as Jackson, Mississippi.
Talk about a woman that deserves a push present because this is getting him some great PR.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about him today.
Right.
Yeah. Question four, Joker 2 knocked out of the number one spot at the box office and it fell massively. It's slated to lose so much money. It's ridiculous. The new number one movie is also about an evil clown and it was Terrifier 3, the ultra gory horror movie. I saw it over the week. And I'm going to do a review for it today.
Okay.
I loved it. It's the best one of the Terrifier series, but just know that bar is very low.
Okay.
Who is the killer in the Terrifier movies?
CJ.
Mm-hmm. Art the Clown.
Oh.
You were so close.
Yeah.
Art the Clown.
Yeah.
Question five. Donald Trump held a rally at Coachella over the weekend, and due to the location of the rally, he had to bus his rally goers in from a parking lot 5 miles away.
Yeah.
But he did not secure buses to take them back. So they were understandably pissed and venting their frustrations on social media.
Right.
But they weren't blaming him. They were blaming local authorities.
Why would the local authorities be in charge of that?
You'll have to ask them that question. If it takes 16 minutes to walk 1 mile.
Okay.
How long did it take them to walk 5 miles?
Okay. 5, 10, 20.
Election's 30, almost 30, over, guys.
5, 6. 80 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at you.
Wow.
Something is happening. You're getting better. And if you're getting better because of this, then I want full credit for being your math teacher.
You get no credit.
I feel like I should get some.
You get zero credit. If anything, you've done me harm.
Final score. Becky, you got one. Katie got four.
Oh, did I get four?
Yeah. Katie wins.
CJ was the only one I got wrong.
CJ the clown was not one of the right answers.
Okay.
We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. Becky, tell us what we have to hear.
I am not smarter than Katie.
Not today. But okay. Thank you so much. Go ahead. What?
Have a great day.
Thank you, Becky. We love
you. 106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have something to bring up.
Okay.
Do we think that exercise is going away?
No.
Well, let me rephrase that. I think that there are things happening in this world that are beyond our comprehension, and it's making exercise more doable for people.
Okay.
For instance, well, one, we talked about on yesterday's show how there are shoes that are going to make you walk 250% faster.
Right.
Now, they are somewhat glorified and hideous roller skates. However, you're still walking. They're just making you walk faster. Now there's a story here about pants that will help you hike. $5,000 pants that act like a built-in exoskeleton that give you 40% more leg power. Each pant helps you push off while going uphill, for instance. And then they lighten the load downhill.
Is there a need for this? Like, are there people that like, I love hiking, but I just don't have the strength for it, and it's not something I can give up?
Maybe.
Here's
something else.
Not enough people, I don't think.
There's a new pill coming out.
Okay.
And the pill mimics the effects of running a 10K. The lead author of this says that there's a new molecule they developed that does mimic the effect it has on your metabolism. For instance, quote, it brings the body to a metabolic state corresponding to running a 10K at a high speed on an empty stomach. So it also offers some of the benefits that you get from that. Okay, so that's more of a like diet appetite kind of a thing, like a metabolism accelerator.
If I take that, do I get to put a 3.1 sticker on the back of my car?
If you take that, I'm guessing that you definitely instead get to feel like you're sweating and getting really hot and say, I'm just going to lay down and close my eyes for a second and then die. If we're going to take a pill that mimics the effects of running a 10K.
That seems like your heart's going to explode.
But like, there are so many things coming out now that are just doing all the work for us. Like, it's not like...
What
do I sound like?
The person who was against cars.
I'm not against cars.
Oh, and now we won't drive our own buggies.
I'm not against this, for instance.
You're not.
Here's what I'm saying. Remember WALL-E, the Pixar movie? Remember how it showed us...
The one that went to space?
Yeah. He's the little robot that picked up trash and fell in love. Okay. So, what?
I just don't know. Okay, don't look at me and say what. When you just referenced WALL-E in relation to what we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Keep going.
WALL-E showed us the future of humanity. We're all just big fat blobs that can't even walk anymore, and we have to go around in those little floaty seats, okay? That's, I don't think, the future. I did for a little bit. Now I think the future is...
It's thin.
We're fit.
Yeah.
But we don't exercise. We're just fit. We've got pants and shoes that move our bodies around for it. Like we're some sort of like...
Again, this
like
is like...
we're having a fit.
I get to go from point A to point B, but I don't even need a saddle. rattle. That's what you sound like.
No, come on. Like, imagine if I'm just sitting here. We're just having a conversation, okay? And then my pants...
start walking you?
Yes, they start... Like, you know, your watch is like, time to stand up. Like, imagine, like, my pants. I forget that I have them on a schedule, and I just go... So, yesterday, me and Mandy went out to dinner, and I can't shut them off, Katie. I can't shut them off. And you're like, oh, no, sit down. I can't.
I'm trying. Okay,
someone find the manual. How do I reset my pants? And then my shoes kick in, too, and now I'm going really fast, too. And I'm all sweaty because I took a 10K pill.
Okay, but think about how much your collarbones will show.
Right. Yeah. Right? You know I'll look great.
You're going to look so good.
If my pants and shoes don't walk me into traffic, I will look spectacular. Guys, basically what I'm saying is the future is bright.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
That's right. You know, one thing that you don't want to do is jump around if you've got urinary problems. Katie knows that.
Well, yeah, I've had enough kids.
She's had enough kids, and her jump around days are over. And what's interesting is that we finally have some advice, you know, because going forward, you've had problems, you know.
What? Just say it.
I mean, you've had problems.
I have a low pelvic floor. Great. Tell everybody. If I sneeze, I have to cross my legs. Sue me.
You tell everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you guys.
I guess on the assumption that no one's listening. And we finally have some advice that you could maybe help with. Okay. Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
One of the sexiest and dreamiest girls in Hollywood.
I don't get it, but
she was doing an interview and she was weighing in on what helps her hold pee in.
Okay.
And the answer is she doesn't wear underwear.
Oh.
Because she says that when you're shooting a scene for a movie or a TV show, you can't go to the bathroom. You're not allowed to because time is money.
Right.
You know, so once you're on set, once the cameras are all set up and the shots lined up, you have to hold it as long as you can. And she says not wearing underwear helps her with that.
Why?
Just the sensation of having like nothing there makes her more aware of that area. And I don't know. But whatever reasons, listen, I don't have the parts. I don't understand it.
Okay. But I don't understand that.
But if Dr. Plaza is saying
okay, she's not a doctor.
That it works for her, who she's a urologist.
She's not.
She plays one on TV.
No, she's White Lotus.
Oh, is that her name on the show? Is that why it's called White Lotus? Is she the killer? No. I've never seen it. Does she get naked in that show?
No.
Anyway, I digress. She says, try not wearing underwear. Now, I'm not saying that I endorse this. I'm just trying
to... No, you don't endorse it. Don't say I'm not trying to say... You have actively not endorsed me not wearing underwear.
Correct.
Because there was a time when, especially during the summer months, I'd wear like maxi dresses, maxi skirts.
Right.
And it just...
I remember the summer of maxi.
Right. It felt a lot easy breezier to just not wear anything underneath that.
Yes.
And when you learned of this... Because I told everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I thought it was sexy, just because I can't keep my thoughts inside. You had a lot of reasons why it was gross for me to do that.
Right. And they were probably all sound. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you were going commando in the summer of maxi and your maxi dresses.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself having to pee less?
No.
Oh.
All the research.
I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like this is a cool girl trying to have an opportunity to be like, I don't even wear panties.
Oh.
And she came up with some very stupid reason that science does not have her back on this.
Why do you hate beautiful women?
Oh my.
I don't hate beautiful women. I hate women that, listen, if you want to tell somebody you don't wear panties, just say it.
Right.
Don't try to find some sort of weird, wonky way to be like, oh my God, did I say that out loud? I am so embarrassed.
Well, she
guys.
Didn't say it like that.
No, she said, I don't wear underwear so that I can.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
I have something to bring up.
Okay.
Do we think that exercise is going away?
No.
Well, let me rephrase that. I think that there are things happening in this world that are beyond our comprehension, and it's making exercise more doable for people.
Okay.
For instance, well, one, we talked about on yesterday's show how there are shoes that are going to make you walk 250% faster.
Right.
Now, they are somewhat glorified and hideous roller skates. However, you're still walking. They're right. just making you walk faster. Now there's a story here about pants that will help you hike. $5,000 pants that act like a built-in exoskeleton that give you 40% more leg power. Each pant leg helps helps you push off while going uphill, for instance. And then they lighten the load downhill.
Is there a need for this? Like, are there people that like, I love hiking, but I just don't have the strength for it, and it's not something I can give up?
Maybe. Here's something else.
Not enough people, I don't think.
There's a new pill coming out.
Okay.
And the pill mimics the effects of running a 10K.
How so?
Well, before the lead author of this says that there's a new molecule they developed that does mimic the effect it has on your metabolism, for instance. Quote, it brings the body to a metabolic state corresponding to running a 10K at a high speed on an empty stomach. So it also offers some of the benefits that you get from that. Okay, so that's more of a like diet appetite kind of a thing, like a metabolism accelerator.
If I take that, do I get to put a 3.1 sticker on the back of my car?
If you take that, I'm guessing that you definitely instead get to feel like you're sweating and getting really hot and say, I'm just going to lay down and close my eyes for a second and then die. If we're going to take a pill that mimics the effects of running a 10K.
That seems like your heart's going to explode.
But like there are so many things coming out now that are just doing all the work for us. Like, it's not like,
I mean, well, you know what you sound like?
What do I sound like?
The person who was against cars.
I'm not against cars.
Oh, and now we won't drive our own buggies.
I'm not against this, for instance.
You're not.
Here's what I'm saying. Remember WALL-E, the Pixar movie? Remember how it showed us?
The one that went to space?
Yeah. He's the little robot that picked up trash and fell in love. Okay. So, what?
I just don't know. Okay, don't look at me and say what. When you just referenced WALL-E in relation to what we're talking about.
Well, I'll tell you why.
Keep going.
WALL-E showed us the future of humanity. We're all just big fat blobs that can't even walk anymore, and we have to go around in those little floaty seats, okay? That's, I don't think, the future. I did for a little bit. Now I think the future is...
It's thin.
We're fit.
Yeah.
But we don't exercise. We're just fit. We've got pants and shoes that move our bodies around for it. Like we're some sort of like...
Again, this
like
is like...
we're having a fit.
I get to go from point A to point B, but I don't even need a saddle. That's right. What you sound like.
No, come on. Like imagine if I'm just sitting here. We're just having a conversation, okay? And then my pants...
start walking you?
Yes, they start... Like, you know, your watch is like, time to stand up. Like imagine like my pants, I forget that I have them on a schedule and I just go... So yesterday, me and Mandy went out to dinner, and I can't shut them off, Katie. I can't shut them off. And you're like, oh no, sit down. I can't.
I'm trying. Okay.
Someone find the manual. How do I reset my pants? And then my shoes kick in too, and now I'm going really fast too. And I'm all sweaty because I took a 10K pill.
Okay, but think about how much your collarbones will show.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know I'll look great.
You're going to look so good.
If my pants and shoes don't walk me into traffic, I will look spectacular. Guys, basically what I'm saying is the future is bright.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
That's right. You know, one thing that you don't want to do is jump around if you've got urinary problems. Katie knows that.
Well, yeah, I've had enough kids.
She's had enough kids, and her jump around days are over. And what's interesting is that we finally have some advice, you know, because going forward, you've had problems, you know.
What? Just say it.
I mean, you've had problems.
I have a low pelvic floor. Great. Tell everybody. If I sneeze, I have to cross my legs. Sue me.
You tell everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you guys.
I guess on the assumption that no one's listening. And we finally have some advice that you could maybe help with. Okay. Aubrey Plaza.
Okay.
One of the sexiest and dreamiest girls in Hollywood.
I don't get it, but
she was doing an interview and she was weighing in on what helps her hold pee in.
Okay.
And the answer is she doesn't wear underwear.
Oh.
Because she says that when you're shooting a scene for a movie or a TV show, you can't go to the bathroom. You're not allowed to because time is money.
Right.
You know, so once you're on set, once the cameras are all set up and the shots lined up, you have to hold it as long as you can. And she says not wearing underwear helps her with that.
Why?
Just the sensation of having like nothing there makes her more aware of that area. And I don't know. But whatever reasons, listen, I don't have the parts. I don't understand it.
Okay. But I don't understand that.
But if Dr. Plaza is saying
okay, she's not a doctor.
That it works for her, who she's a urologist.
She's not.
She plays one on TV.
No, she's White Lotus.
Oh, is that her name on the show? Is that why it's called White Lotus? Is she the killer? I've never seen it. Does she get naked in that show?
No.
All right, anyway, I digress. She says, try not wearing underwear. Now, I'm not saying that I endorse this. I'm just trying
to. No, you don't endorse it. Don't say I'm not trying to say. You have actively not endorsed.
Yes.
Me not wearing underwear.
Correct.
Because there was a time when, especially during the summer months, I'd wear like maxi dresses, maxi skirts.
Right.
And it just.
I remember the summer of maxi.
Right. It felt a lot easy breezier to just not wear anything underneath that.
Yes.
And when you learned of this, because I told everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I thought it was sexy, just because I can't keep my thoughts inside. You had a lot of reasons why it was gross for me to do that.
Right. And they were probably all sound. But let me ask you this.
Okay.
When you were going commando in the summer of maxi and your maxi dresses.
Yeah.
Did you find yourself having to pee less?
No.
Oh.
All the research.
I feel like, you know what I feel like? I feel like this is a cool girl trying to have an opportunity to be like, I don't even wear panties.
Oh.
And she came up with some very stupid reason that science does not have her back on this.
Why do you hate beautiful women?
Oh, my.
I don't hate beautiful women. I hate women that, listen, if you want to tell somebody you don't wear panties, just say it.
Right.
Don't try to find some sort of weird, wonky way to be like, oh my God, did I say that out loud? I am so embarrassed.
Well, she
guys.
Didn't say it like that.
No, she said, I don't wear underwear so that I can keep my pee in.
She said she took out her PowerPoint and she said, I have led a research firm over the last 2 years into this. And we have found through our research. Yes, I am a doctor. I am a urologist.
I don't know why.
That not wearing underwear will help with the sensation.
Show your
pain.
Work. work. Well, I can't.
Well, she can't. She's busy.
Right.
She's White Lotus.
You know what she's not busy doing?
Peeing.
Putting on her underwear.
Whatever.
Okay.
Why do you hate beautiful
Stop
women?
Stop it. Because I am them.
Period.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.